Hey, it's Randy Miles, and I am with Manta Musa from MoneySmartLife.org. And Manta, we are on our home buying series, and today we're going to talk about something that is near and dear to my heart right now because I need to do more of it, and that is saving money.
Absolutely. You know, we coach people through the home ownership process. And we're in the phase right now where we're talking about, I think I want to buy a house. When you buy a house, you need money. Now, we have a saying that you may buy a house no money down, but you will not buy a house with no money.
For sure.
You need money and cash money and lots of it in order to buy a house. Now, don't let that be discouraging because people buy houses all the time. You just something you have to prepare for. But let me give you an idea of some of the things that you're going to need money for. Number one, there's a down payment involved. That's anywhere from 3 to 20% of the purchase price of the home. There's closing costs involved. Those are things that you have to pay to governments, et cetera, and so forth in order to close your mortgage. That can be 5, 6, 7% of the purchase price of your home, which if you've got a $200,000 house, that's 14 grand. So the next thing is taxes and insurance prepayments. When you get a house, when you get a mortgage, you got to fund those escrows ahead of time. You have to buy your insurance a year in advance. So you're going to need money to do that. Moving costs. You just bought a new house. You got to move. And there's costs associated with moving. Through that process, there's meals out. You're going to generally eat out more often. And once again, that will impact your food budget. There's deposits that may be necessary for utilities and insurance that you have to pay. And the final thing, not the only thing, but to keep our list short, inspections and appraisals on the house. You generally have to pay cash for those up front. Now, those are the things that you will have to spend money on when you buy the house. Now, let's talk about how to save money. So, once again, you want to be a homeowner. You need to get passionate about this. This needs to become a mission. So, you want to save money. First thing you can do to save money, a lot easier said than done, stop spending money.
That's right. That's okay.
The next step is to spend less money. Now, we know you can't not spend money all the time. We understand that. But you need to take a real hard look at your spending when you're purchasing things because you're trying to save money to get to your goal of home ownership. The next thing is make it fun. If you look at this as punishment, I got to sacrifice and save money, you're not going to get into that.
Guilty.
Hey, make it fun. The next thing you can do, especially for us Christian listeners, go on a fast.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm not talking about food, maybe shoes or something, whatever. Just declare a fast, whatever you're spending money on. That's how you stop spending money.
Right.
It doesn't have to be forever before a period of time, right?
I like that, yeah.
Tim Hortons. So go on a fast. And then the final thing, you must put the money in an interest-bearing account. You can't save money because, you know, it was $19.95 and I bought it for $17.95.
No,
that's not saving money.
Right.
Saving money is when you actually take the cash, however you generated it, and you put it into an interest-bearing account to accumulate your money for the purchase of this house. That's how you do it. So once again, you're going to need money. You're in the, I think I want to buy the house phase. Well, part of that is having money. And we just went through some of the things you can do. You can also go to and get other tips at our website at moneysmartlife.org.
Thank you so much, Manta. And I will consider that smaller fast from the Tims.
Thank you.